I remember the 705, the model number is very close, but that's a very different radio. That's the, like, very new one with the screen and all software, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's got the waterfall display. It looks pretty much like the ICOM. What is it, a 7300 or something or other? But that's the HF version. This one's a shack in a box, so it does everything. But the only downside is with a power supply, it runs 10 watt without power supply and runs on batteries, handheld batteries. It only does 5 watts because it's QRP.
Well, even if it is 5 watts, I didn't know it can run on battery. That's very nice, actually. Huh.
Yeah, it's a nice little setup. I've got a bunch of batteries, the bag, and all sorts of stuff for it. But that's why I bought it. But then when you're trying to, say, talk on a pile-up, you're not going to get in because everybody else is running, 20, 30, 100 watts.
Yeah, I find even with 100 watts it can be difficult sometimes because of all the stations. Like, most of the people you're contacting are to be somewhere in the eastern U.S. or some part of U.S., and everyone else may be running 100 watts, but they're just so much closer that it can feel like 100 watts is not enough sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of like more or less your antenna, right? Even if you're running 100 watts, like, I get a lot of guys down from, like, I get guys from Los Angeles and California and stuff like that. That's what I'm picking up mostly. I can't even pick anybody up in the lower mainland.
Oh, yeah, it's not really made to do HFA, but I have done it a few times. I remember I talked to Victor Papa once. He was doing a contest, and he's, I think, about 2 or 3 kilometers from my house, so no wonder I could hear him perfectly. He was 40 decibels over, but that's because we have probably very good line of sight. Anywhere further than that, it just gets really bad.
Yeah, I've been getting, on my HF on 20 meter, I've been getting one guy. He's in Palmdale, California. The furthest I've got was Michigan. Other than that, it's pretty much all California I've been getting. I got one guy, I think, from Alabama or something like that.
And is that with the 705?
Yeah, that's with the 705.
Oh, Michigan, that's good for 5 or 10 watts. That's really good. I get most of my contacts in California, too, but I do get some further ones here and there, but... Yeah, for 5 watts, that's very good.
Yeah, that's only on the power supply with 10 watts. With the 5 watts, it's pushing it. I can get to California on the 5 watts, but the contact I make is with this guy in Palmdale, California, which is quite far away. It's near Los Angeles. But he's got, like, a directional antenna. Like, he's pointing a Yagi towards me.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, the difference with the Yagi is huge. I have lots of trouble reaching people who don't use a directional antenna. I can hear the ones with the directional antenna very well, but anything else that gets very close to my noise floor, which is like S5 most of the time here.
Yeah, so I talked to him on 5 watts. And I barely was breaking through. He was having a lot of trouble making it out, but I was able to make the contact. The second I popped that power supply on it, it went up to 10 watts, and he said, he could totally hear me, 5 and 9 or whatever.
Wow, I guess 3 decibels gain makes a big difference. Huh. Yeah. Because, like, S units, like, you need usually, like, a gain of, like, a few S units to get a big difference in the signal. But just 3 decibels, that's not even 1 S unit. So that's a pretty big improvement for just a doubling of the power then.
But I think he was giving me like a 4.7 or something like that before, and then I've got him. He's like, yeah, 5.9, I hear you. Like, so the 10 watts definitely helped out a lot. The 5 watts, it's pretty crummy, to be honest. It doesn't really work that great, but it does the job. I mean, if you're wanting a survival radio and you don't have a source of power besides your batteries.
Yeah, it definitely helps when the propagation is good. I haven't really seen, since I've only been in radio less than a year now, I haven't really seen any good propagation days, but I'm sure when the propagation's really good, you can get those 5 watts a lot further.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, the last few days, I haven't even used my radio because I could barely hear anybody on 20 meter. It's pretty, it's a lot of static.
Yeah, I got lots of that here, too. I can, most days I can hear maybe one or two signals if I'm lucky, and that's FT8 and maybe CW. Single sideband, I have to be pretty lucky to hear that. I really got to work on my noise floor here. It's definitely too high.
Do you have a backyard or access to area, or what are you using for your antenna, you said?
Well, it's an NFED half-wave, and yeah, I kind of do have a backyard. Not really, though, but I do have trees, and nobody lives in those trees in the back, so I can put antennas back through those trees. I did that before, but I thought maybe those trees were blocking my signal, so that's why I moved my antenna. It's on top of my house now. But clearly that made no difference, and it made it worse, because that's what ruined my SWR.
Yeah, you don't want to put it on top of your roof, because the your shingles mess the signal up.
Oh, even worse, I don't have shingles. I have a metal roof. It's not 100% on top of the roof, but it's like a good 20 feet above the roof, but apparently still that's not enough.
Oh, yeah, tin roof. That might mess things up as well. Yeah, so I've got mine in the backyard about 25 to 30 feet up. I threw a rope up into my cherry tree on one end of the yard, and tied it onto one end of my antenna, took another one on the other end, and then I put a BNC banana adapter or something, and then I just hooked my coax in the middle of that, and I get quite a few signals, but not all of them can hear me.
Okay, so is that a dipole then?
I guess some form of dipole. I'm not really familiar with all the names yet with the antennas. I just looked up how to make it, and I guess it's some type of dipole.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a dipole. You have wire on both sides with the banana plug design thing before. I did something similar, not with the BNC adapter or whatever. I just kind of soldered the wire directly to the coax, and I tried making a dipole before, and it didn't work out for me. I don't know why, what I was doing wrong, but my SLVR was really bad, so that's why I stopped using it.
So what can help you with the SWR is by doing an inverted V. It helps a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tried an inverted V. I've only done it ever straight. But yeah, I should definitely give that a try. It's a little difficult to do, though, in my area, in my place. Because I can't really put a coax into the middle. Unless I get a very, very long piece. So that's why I've been doing the NFED half-wave. It's easy to feed from my house and then just send it to the trees in the back.
Yeah, so what I did is I have a piece of PVC pipe, and I put a notch at the top, and I ran my coax cable through there, and I had the same thing. I soldered one on one end and one on the other, the wires, and I wrapped a piece of string around each end of the wire, and I pinned those to stakes into the ground, kept those about a foot off the ground, and it peaked up about 15 feet or so, whatever that pipe was, and it did work. At first, I was having troubles with it, but I did get it to work. Then I changed over to the banana clip thing, and it worked pretty good, too.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so 15 up, feet up is not very high. What band is that for?
I was using that on 20 meter.
Okay, so I guess 15 feet is enough for 20 meters. Yeah, I guess I could give that a try, inverted V. Yeah, because my current antenna is clearly not working, so I have to try to work on that. And yeah, I guess I could. What I could try doing is I have a pulley up in my tree, and I can just pull up the coax and then run the other ends to something, the ground or whatever. I guess I can give that a try at some time.
Yeah, if you go on Amazon, it's pretty cheap. I think I paid like $30 for 60 feet of coax cable with BNC connectors on it. And I got that BNC banana thing, hooked one wire on each side. And the only reason I got that set up, I had it soldered to the coax, but the reason I did that is so I could put it in my bag and I could take it apart and change the wire length at any time. And then I ran 60 foot of coax to my house. And on my deck, I usually run my radio. I don't use it inside. I just sit on my deck. And I use the radio up there. I mean, it works pretty good.
Yeah, coax. I got lots of that. It's a bit of an interesting story. I got a roll of coax I found in a thrift store in Montreal. And it was like 200 feet or something. And it was $8, which... It's not the best coax, but it's coax. And it's the only one I could find that was 50 ohms, so I brought that home in my suitcase, and that was quite the adventure.
Ah, sounds like you got a good find there. But I think I got to get going here. I just got to the park here. Wife's waiting for me outside the vehicle. I made her wait a little bit. But we'll talk again. I'll probably hear you on the radio tonight with Rox, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you'll hear me with on the TGIS net. Rox and OR are running it. And yeah, I'll talk to you again sometime. Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform, standing by.
All right, it was good talking to you, 7-3. This is Victor Echo 7, November, India, Juliet, going clear.
It was good listening, Victor Echo 7, Uniform, Juliet, Mike.
Oh, there he is. There's Johnny. Where are you now? Are you still over, was it Kelowna? I can't remember.
Yeah, brother. Just coming back, pick up my motorcycle tomorrow. I'm super, super, super excited. So coming back with all that cable in your suitcase, and they passed it through the x-ray there. They're like, hey, what's this?
Oh, you're making me laugh. Yes, that is exactly what happened. It was in my carry-on, so, of course, what I did is the cable came in a box, but I took it out of the box, and I just made it, it was a big loop, like two or maybe 100 turns, and I just stuck that loop into the suitcase, and then, let me tell you, copper shows up very, very well on an x-ray, so... The guy pulled me aside and asked me, "What's that in your suitcase there?" He showed me the x-ray screen, and I'm like, "Oh, I found some cable, and it was cheap." That's what I said, and he was like, "Okay," and let me right through.
Oh, no way. I would have thought he'd call his supervisor. He's like, "I don't know what this is, but it looks juju bad. This guy's wired."
Yeah, I really wish I took a picture of the screen on the x-ray, because it looks exactly like how you would think. It's... just a big loop of wire in a suitcase, but yeah, they weren't mad about the coax. They were more mad about, and I'm still sad about this, is they took out of my mom's suitcase a jar of maple butter that was not allowed. They took that away, but not the cable.
That's funny. You made your bag into a Faraday cage. That's funny. Awesome. So you're going to go to the Surrey Club tomorrow with that awesome car of yours?
Yeah, exactly right. I'm going with the awesome car. Yeah. It's, I hope the weather works out. Yeah, I plan to be there around 11. and I'll open up the weather. Let's see how it is. Hopefully it's nice, but it's not the end of the world. It's not nice. We live in Vancouver.
Yeah, I was looking at that because I'm picking up the bike, so I'm like, oh man, new tires and rain does not go well. So I'm like, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a little wet in the morning and then clear up and sunny. So that's fantastic for field day and all those activities. I'm sure people would have made accommodations for the rain. It is Vancouver.